story. So our guy who came in here, or girl, maybe Chinese or something, why not? And this is continuation of the previous one there in the pub. Okay, so the U.S. and Israel attacked Iran, old Persia. A strike and awe attack, as they usually do. But as the old wise ones say, know thy enemy. The biggest mistake when going to war is not knowing your enemy enough. Iran is as big as, what is it, half Europe or something. It's a fortress made of granite mountains. Some of them higher than our highest mountain here, Kibna Kaisa. They have anticipated this attack for 40, 50 or more years. Have built huge underground cities under the rock in the mountains. To produce and fire off long distance, medium distance, high precision, high explosive missiles. They are most probably below the reach of even the greatest nuclear bombs. Because you see, Iranians are not primitive desert people. They are thousands of years old civilization very intelligent scientist. And political and military experts. They have thought this through carefully and they know their enemy very well. So they first spent their old missiles launching them at Israel and the Gulf states. Why the Gulf states? To force them to use up their defensive missiles. And now, when the defense is broken, and it is, they are continuing on a steady, slower but steady pace throwing missiles primarily on US military bases. And other buildings where American soldiers are now hiding out after those bases have been destroyed. Why are they attacking the Gulf states? Because they are artificial states. Created as US controlled branches of the empire. And thus protected by US military bases. Their population is mainly white Westerners, Europeans, Americans, and so on, or whatever it is. This is all in the flat desert. And over there is the mountain fortress. That will go on bombarding these places until the US gives up and leaves the area, closes down those military bases. And lets the Middle East mind its own business. And when the Gulf states overthrow their dictators, which are appointed and controlled by the US, and start selling oil not only in US dollars, when they leave the petrodollar system, until then they will continue destroying US military bases, oil facilities, water resources, desalination plants, you see, these places have no water except fresh water, except what they can produce in factories, distilling seawater. Destroy them. Easy target for missiles. And there is disaster in this area. Now, the people in these countries are Muslims. Many are Shia, just like in India, in Iran. Who expects them to, probably rightly so, to race against the Western powers, Western Empire, unite the Muslims in the area, and well, it's for their survival. Now, they closed off, the Iranians closed off the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of all the oil of the world, consumed in the world, passes, or passed. Yemen just got involved, and we'll probably close off the Red Sea. Which in a couple of weeks or so would cause an energy and finance disaster in the world. Now, the USA rests upon the dollar, the petrodollar. The US dollar is worthless. unless others are dependent on it or somehow believe it's worth the So when the Gulf states, one after another, decide to free themselves of the American control, the petrodollar will collapse. And so will the U.S. economy. Now, Iran has a weakness. It's also water supply. So the U.S. and Israel are planning on destroying their water resources. Moreover, Iran consists of quite a few ethnic groups divided in different areas, counties or whatever. In the middle of them, Persia, old Persia. So the US and Israel are probably secretly, because it's a nasty game, funding and bribing and supporting and giving weapons to groups in these areas to rise against Tehran and the Persian government, isolating, you know, dividing and conquering as usual, splitting up Iran and isolating the Persian part in what can turn from a fortress to a prison without water. Now, there are already talks and trends suggesting that the Europeans, the British, the French, the Germans are considering joining the fight against Iran. Of course, to defend their money and energy. And oh, the Gulf states are hardly growing any food themselves, but getting it all from ships through the Strait of Hormuz and the Red Sea. And well, other experts then say that if that should happen, then we may see Russia and China join the fight on the Iranian side. This will leave us with and it can go in a few weeks. A world war which has never been seen before. And where the fact that it started with two nuclear powers attacking a non-nuclear power which then sent one important signal all over the world, today to protect yourself you need to go nuclear. Like North Korea did. And the risk of some small country here and countries here and there throwing nukes on each other, for instance, Israel may do it any time now on Iran, is considerable and real. And if someone starts, then, well, God only knows where it will end. Now, you may or we may not need to fear a nuclear bomb hitting us in our nice little town here. But we might and probably will be hit by something even worse. Financial crash, famine, because we are dependent on food from other countries coming in. By vehicles powered by oil. And our own domestic farming powered by oil. And and fertilizer. That, by the way, have also been blocked from export. Well, in our little town, when I was a kid, I think we were almost self-sufficient. And if you guys wake up now, step out, put down the bottle, step out, get the youngsters together and get into action, we can handle it. I'm happy I'm not living in a big city. But still, yes, it's time to get out there and grow potatoes and carrots. And hope there's enough grain supply. Stop killing the cows. Rather be kind to them as your mothers. Because they gave us milk. So now he looks up and the others are just sitting there, what? Oops. No one says anything. And then someone said, well, it's getting late. I think I better call it a day. Got things to do tomorrow. And the others, yes. So they got it.